Now there are two petitions about Syrian refugees making their way around the peace. Now, the first one calls for a referendum on whether they should be resettled in BC's northeast. Bailey Hambrick started the petition, and we spoke to her yesterday.
Currently, we're sitting with the highest unemployment rate in the province at almost 11%. And I think that right now, the northeast is not a good place to be settling these people with so many people out of work. In the area. I think we need to take our time, relocate them to areas where there's actually the resources to support them, and ensure that they're screened properly for both security and health reasons.
Well, that's Bailey Hambrook of Fort St. John. She started a petition asking for a referendum on sending refugees to BC's northeast. Owen Higdon has started his own counter-petition now, saying a referendum isn't needed, and Fort St. John should be welcoming refugees. And I've reached him at his home in Fort St. John this morning. Owen, how are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. You heard what Bailey Hambrook had to say. She's against the idea of bringing in refugees to Fort St. John and the Northeast in general. But why did you decide to create your own petition?
Well, basically, I'm just trying to even the playing field out there. Petitions on controversial subjects like these, I think both sides need to be represented, and that was basically my idea.
Right. You mentioned that on the petition you wrote of being embarrassed by Bailey Hambrook's petition. Why did you feel embarrassed by it?
Well, I mean, basically, you're putting out there the message that, you know, we don't want to open our doors and bring everybody in. And I get the fact that everybody's, you know, kind of afraid out there with the economy and things like that. But I think we should at least show a generosity of spirit, in the very least.
Bringing in refugees certainly creates thousands of jobs, but at the same time, there's a sense out there, especially for the people that want to sign the competing competition, is that your region is struggling economically and worried that in the early phases, an influx of refugees exacerbates that situation. What do you think about that concern?
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I see the economic despair going around here. All the time, and I get it. I understand people's fears and concerns about the money that we have, but, you know, I think that is shadowed by the fact that these people are in a big crisis right now, and I think we need to do whatever we can to help.
Right. What do you think about worries or confusion that people have that terrorists and refugees are the same thing, or there's the potential of terrorists amongst a refugee population?
Well, I think the people of Fort St. John are some of the hardest working people. And, you know, the whole North Peace region, around. And I don't think they have the time on their hands, frankly, to get all the news that they need to get. You know, for a lot of people, you know, Facebook and social media can be their only news source, you know. And that stuff can be a little one-sided. You know, you don't hear about the methods that we're using to screen these people. We don't hear about the fact that a lot of them have already been cleared by the UN High Commission. You don't hear about how, you know, the fact that it's not a strategic, in their best interest to pose as refugees. A lot of these refugees have been in camps for years before ISIS even existed.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that have signed Bailey's petition, which may not be an indicator of anything. I was mentioning yesterday on the show about a graph that was done in 1938, and 68% of people were against taking in Jewish refugees prior to World War II. That graph would seem to indicate that people were on the wrong side of history prior to the war. But you have 1,000 people in Fort St. John signing Bailey's petition. How well do you think it reflects people's attitudes, or are people just motivated to sign that kind of petition?
You know, I think that's the popular opinion is that, you know, let's shut our doors. We need to take care of ourselves first. But, I mean, you know, in Halifax right now, there's a memorial standing up there called the Wheel of Conscience, and it stands for, you know, 1,000 Jews that we turned away before the war, 250 of which made it to Newfoundland, or made it to Halifax, rather.
Yeah.
And, 250 ended up dying in concentration camps. You know, I don't want to have to erect another one of these in 20 years for the 2,500 Syrians, you know.
And the viewpoints are out there. How much do you want to try and counter this with this petition? I mean, how successful what kind of success rate do you want your petition to have? What do you think will make it successful?
I set the bar at 100. I think Bailey's was about 1,500 or 2,000 or something like that. You know, any support that we can get on the other side of the issue would be great. I know you know, it's a hard issue, a hard thing to comment on, and you know, I expect 100. I hope to get 100.
And the city, regardless of, you know, competing petitions aside, the city may not have much say in what happens here. If and when refugees show up in Fort St. John, what kind of reaction, what kind of reception do you expect them to get?
Well, you know, I came to Fort St. John 5 years ago, and I was met with, you know, the greatest people ever. You know, I felt at home in about a week. So I'm hoping we can extend the same courtesy to them.
All right. Steve Day. Sorry, I just did a pre-tape with somebody else, and I'm getting my names all confused. Sorry about that.
Sure.
Owen Higdon is an oil and gas worker. He lives in Fort St. John, and that's why I reached him this morning. He's trying to encourage locals to sign a petition in favor of bringing in refugees to the region. And, Owen, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Have yourself a tremendous day.
Thank you very much, Russell. Take care.
Yes, my apologies to Owen for getting his name mixed up. But we certainly want to hear what you think about the potential of refugees arriving in the north. While it's some people are concerned that refugees and immigrants will take jobs from Canadians, at the same time, they create lots of jobs as well. So would you say no to creating jobs in the north as a result of having new refugees and immigrants? You can email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. You can also call our listener line, 1-866-340-1932. That's 1-866-340-1932.